Jack sabotage you?
So there were two things that he would do that I would categorize as sabotage. One was spending time with friends. So like his isolation was in his sabotage in a way. There was one example that I remember specifically, and this is when his attachment grew to its worst. When he didn't see me every single day, or he wasn't talking to me as often as he wanted, he would find ways in order to see or talk to me that wouldn't exist otherwise. And what I mean by that is we had an event that we were doing on a Saturday. So we were getting ready for Beer Olympics, and we had to get ready for like the board, the points. We had to get all the decorations ready because it's Olympics. You had
and
to get all the...
It's
extravagant. You had to get all the decorations right. You had to get all the point categories, all the teams, groups. Like, it was heavy duty, all right? It was, like, a lot of work to do.
This was not, like, a college thing. Like, this was, like, post-college fun. Details were added.
Yeah, it was
like,
fucking, you know, Beer Olympics. Like, right. It was Olympics.
Right, but it wasn't like some college dumb thing. Like, this was like a fun, genuine, people wanted to come.
Yes.
It was planned. It was
people RSVP.
Right, like it was like a fun adult, like, let's all get together.
Yes.
Do this game. It's
yes.
planned.
So, me and my two roommates, Marsha and Josie, we were all planning Beer Olympics for the following day. I think it was like a Thursday or Friday, and we were getting together on Saturday to do the whole event. We were planning everything. We had people on the phone from prior Beer Olympics to like tell us the ropes and everything like that. So, this story. Ugh. I don't know how to say this. So there was probably like a vial of 2 fluid ounces that Jack had put in my fridge. Maybe even smaller than 2 ounces. But it was something that you had to stick a syringe into, press on the syringe to suck the shit out, and then he would then inject it into his body. And Emily's face.
Hold on. Okay, yeah, it was not 2 fluid ounces. I told you wrong.
He's
not injecting 2 fluid ounces in his body.
No, but what size is this canister?
Like point cc's of something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, but what is
it? Okay, but what's he injecting?
I don't know. I never read the label.
Testosterone?
I never read the label. Okay, so he was injecting some like...
I bet it was test.
Okay, so this is what he told me. This is what he told me. We've had to call. So he had this like CC's vial thing in the fridge, and he put that in there. And I remember him putting it in the fridge because I thought, like, I don't know, he's Jack. He would remember to take it with him. He did not, which was convenient. So he left it in my fridge, and we were getting ready for Beer Olympics, and I was so excited. I was gonna spend some time with my girls. We were gonna organize this whole thing, make it fun for everybody. Then all of a sudden he's texting me saying, hey, that vial in your fridge, like, I need it. And I'm thinking, okay, well, like, not a big deal. I can totally bring it to you before we start like our decorating. Like, everyone's eating right now. I can totally, like, where are you? I can drive to where you are, drop it, and then come back to the house.
So he was not at the house at that
point. He was not at the house. This okay. He was like, well, like, if I don't get that vial, like, I have to have it every single day or I'll die. And I didn't have it yesterday, so I have to have it today. And I said, okay, so do you want me to drive it to you? Or, like, where did we land on the whole logistics thing? Because I didn't really ask any other question that you magically answered. So do you need me to drive it to you or what?
Stop.
And he goes, well, I mean, it doesn't really make sense for you to drive it to me. And I said, I mean, it does, because I have a spare 30 minutes. If you are 30 minutes away, I can literally drive it to you, tell my friends, hey, blah, 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 and then
right.
come back. Like, it's fine. No right. skin off my back. You need this. I get it.
You're
going to
die
it.
If you don't have it.
Yeah, quote unquote. I can make it happen. Don't worry. Well, I'll just like, it makes more sense for me to come to you to get this vial because of like the whole timing situation. And I'm thinking, okay, well, I mean, yeah, come to the house. I'll step out real quick. I'll give it to you. And then I'll go back into the house and everything will be fine. And he goes, okay, sounds great. So that's what we agree upon.
Okay.
So then he does not stop texting me throughout like the entire night that I'm doing this with friends. I'm waiting on him to be like, hey, I'm here, to come out to give him the vial for him to go out on his merry way. So he does. I give him the vial and then he just like, he's like shrugging and antsy and all of this stuff. And I'm like, what's up? Clearly something's on your mind. Like, what's going on? Well, like when were you planning on calling me tonight? And I said, well, I mean, usually I call you like when I'm done with things. And tonight I don't think that I'm going to be done with anything until probably about like 10:30. Well, earlier you said it was going to be like 9:30, 10, and now it's 10 or 10:30. So which one is it going to be? And I said, well, I said 9:30 or 10 because that's what I thought. And then we got a late start and now it's probably gonna be 10 or 10:30. Like, we're literally decorating for this event. I don't know how long it's gonna take. This is just a guesstimate. I will call you when I'm done. Well, why can't you just give me a time? You're not making time for me. Do you realize how much you don't care about me that you're not making time for me?
Shut up.
And I said, okay, well then I will call you at 10:30. That is definite. How about that? That is not what you said to begin with. Okay, well, I'm saying that now. Is that okay if I call you at 10:30? Yeah, I guess that's fine.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, all right. Okay, like, I gotta go back inside. Okay, yeah, I know you have to go back inside. I know you're decorating for the event. It's fine, it's fine, it's fine. Okay, see you later. So he goes back to his car, to his life, whatever. I go back inside to my life and to my house. And then about 20 minutes later, I receive a long-ass text message. I was gonna mention this when we were on the phone at 10:30, but I just like couldn't wait any longer. And you don't consider me first and all this stuff and all these issues and blah, 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 blah. You just don't care about me enough. Like, literally a whole long message about me setting expectations, not following through on them, me not putting him first in every single situation, me not caring about him enough, me, like, you name it, it was in there. That's what it was.
Oh my gosh.
And I had to stop decorating, stop putting together this time board, stop doing whatever I was doing so I could text him all these words of affirmation that he needed in this exact moment, because it could not wait until our phone call at 10:30 that I was still expected to give him that night. I had to do it now. So I gave him whatever text message he needed to get on his merry way. And then I called him and then we talked about it. I don't even remember the end of that conversation, but regardless, it got, I guess, resolved. Probably not resolved, but talked about at least. And then the very next day was Beer Olympics and like, or leading up to it. And that was horrible in general. But so spending time with friends, he would not allow me to do. He made up excuses as to why I had to give him attention instead of like doing things with my friends.
Yep.
And that is a prime example of how he would not allow me to just not be with him. He constantly wanted to be in the mix, which did not make any sense. So the next form of sabotage was sleep deprivation, which is my favorite one because it is the one that means the most to me, because I need my sleep. I freaking love my sleep. 9 o'clock, I am in bed, yeah, if possible. If I am me by too. Myself, I am in bed between 9 and 10 o'clock every single freaking, yeah, night on the dot. Let's go.
Yep.
So what he would do is he would always start fights at night. And it would be whatever we got done doing that day. So probably about like, I don't know, 9:30, 10 o'clock, he would start a fight about something.
I mean, that is like when you are in bed.
So for prime example, let me just tell you one. How about that? Ha ha!
It's crazy.
It's crazy. When I met him was during the summertime. And we went on a boat day. And it was like the most fun day. There were like a few things that happened that I just like let go, whatever. But we got to the house. We got some pizza delivered. It was a great time. We watched a movie. Freaking fantastic. So it was bedtime. Everyone was going to their rooms. Obviously, I went to mine. Jack eventually followed me. That was a minor fight in and of itself, but we got past that pretty quick. And he came in, and my window, like my blinds are up a little bit because I have two plants in my window. One is a succulent, one is a fiddle leaf. And the fiddle leaf is pretty small, but it's still a fiddle leaf, so yeah, it grows tall.
Yeah.
So my blinds are open to the top of the fiddle leaf. And do you already know where the story, yep, is going?
I'm gonna be so pissed off.
Did I already tell you the story?
No. But I think I know where it's going, and I'm gonna be so pissed off if it happens.
So My blinds are open to the top of the fiddle leaf. And he looks over at me and he says, your blinds are so open. How many times have I told you that people can see in here and they can see my girlfriend undress? And I don't want people to see my girlfriend without clothes because only I am supposed to see her without clothes. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, I get
it. At that point, you're speechless. Like, you're like, okay, I have so many things I want to say to you, but anything I'm about to say is not going to work, so...
Plan B.
Okay, what do you want me to do?
Yeah, what do you want me to do? Exactly. Like, no, there's no excuse that I have that's going to do anything to this. So he just wanted to pick a fight about something, right? And so I said, okay. He was like, I have told you about like this window and plant situation for like 5 different times now, and you still have not done anything with it. And I looked at him and I said, okay, you know, you are not wrong. You have mentioned it. I did not think that it was like this big of a deal to where I was supposed to physically move my plants somewhere else so I could close the blinds so you could have peace of mind that people aren't looking at your girlfriend.
And again,
it is like the most irritating thing in the world because where the fuck else is the fiddle leaf supposed to go? And honestly, why, if I don't care, why do you care? So, but he twists this. This is the best part. This is the best part because what's funny about all of this is he doesn't care about the fact that, quote unquote, people could be looking in through the window and seeing his girlfriend unchanged. That's not what he cares about. That's not what he's picking a fight about. That was like a factor that he thought that he could win. And so he was like, you know what?
I'm gonna
see if this works. Oh, okay, it didn't work. She didn't go for that one. Let me try a different
next
one. Yeah, exactly. So then he goes for this route. You know what? You're not putting me first. I told you 5 different times how I did not like this window to be open like this. And you still are not listening to me. You don't listen to anything that I say. You're not considering me in anything that you do. You're not putting me first because if you put me first, these blinds would be down, these plants would be moved, and I would be a happy camper. But that's not what you did. Instead, we're here, the plants are still there, the blinds are still open, and I'm unhappy. So what are you going to do about it? Well, Jack, I think I'm going to move the plants and put the blinds down. What do you think about that? Well, I think that's still not good enough. Okay, well, let me like physically move the plants over to my TV dresser area. So now we can't watch TV when we go to sleep because where the fuck else are we supposed to put the plants? Let me put down the blinds so... no reason at all, so you can have peace of mind that your girlfriend's not cheating on you, I guess. So let's just put down the blinds. And then, well, okay, well, there you go. That's what you asked for. Well, you only did that because I asked you to. Yep, that is why I did that. Yep. Because if it were up to me, the blinds would still be up, plants would still be there. So yeah, that is, well, that's that. You're not considering me then. That you only did this because I asked you to, not because you wanted to. And then that means that you don't care enough about me because you didn't do what I asked you to do first. And I'm just like, I thought we had a really good day. I thought that we went on a boat and we had fun with our friends. And now, not only are you the crazy person, but you're making me feel like I'm the crazy person, I did something wrong, and now the whole world is falling in on itself because I didn't move my plants, and I'm sorry, they're my freaking plants. And the fiddle leaf, you know how fucking sensitive that is to its environment,
right?
And it's going to die if I move it.
You moved it back, I hope.
I definitely moved it back.
I thought he was literally gonna like drop the blinds and crunch every part of them.
No, he made up a fight that didn't exist because and that was
over a plant
in the window.
It's not like you are laying in bed with your baby. Ex-baby daddy.
Right. So we were up probably until about like 3 a.m. fighting about the plants because even though I moved them, put down the blinds, he still wasn't satisfied because he wanted to fight. And I was basically like, okay, I did what you asked. Like, why are you not better? Well, because like these are still things that are wrong in our relationship. But no, I just fixed them though. So they shouldn't be like everything that you wanted fixed is now fixed. So what's the issue? Well, it all stems back to like these two things that you still never do. Okay, well, I did those though for like the last 3 days. So, but you didn't do them like the last 5 days. So those 2 days that you didn't do them, like, that's what I'm fighting about. That is what I'm talking about as far as, okay, so sleep deprivation. He kept me up until 3 a.m. Like, this is what he would do. We would have a perfect day. Whenever we were supposed to go to bed, boom, fight. About nothing. About plants in the windowsill that doesn't matter. About, like, you name it, we fought about it whenever when we were going to bed. And we would be up until 3 a.m. because it was never like the act itself. It always boiled down to me not considering him, me not putting him first, me not waiting for him, me, yeah, like, doing something wrong in our relationship where he would keep me up until 3 a.m. We would reach no resolution. We would be unhappy. We'd go to bed. It'd be my fault. Blah, 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 blah. The next morning, what would he do? Are you okay? Like, do you need anything? Do you need coffee? Do you need me to bring you food? Like, how are you doing this morning? Like, let me care for you. Let me love on you, because, like, that, I love you and I'm so sorry that I kept you up. But guess what he does that night? Same yep. thing. So he can love and care on you the next morning. He sabotaged me in sleep deprivation, and then he made me, like, hate my job because all I was doing every single day was giving affirmation to him. I feel better.
I mean, it is, but, like, all of this stuff you don't realize until you get out of it.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
And I think that is, like, this is, like, the best thing about talking about this right now is people are in this, guys and girls, they are in this right now. They are feeling the same thing. And they're like, well, I'm crazy. Like, it, you know.
Yeah, she's right. I'm not considering her. Right. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. I'm a terrible boyfriend. Yep. I'm a terrible girlfriend.
Yep. The blinds are open. He's right. Holy.
Yeah, I don't wait for him. Yep. I don't.
It's just like so normalized, but you don't realize it's happening to you until you kind of, like, hone in on it.
Yes.
This is what's a problem. Gotta get out of it. And when you meet somebody else that you love and care about and you're like,
it doesn't even, like, it is easy.
Easy.
Easy. Like, you don't even think about it.
Right. Like, and that is.
You just do it.
That is how, and you don't even do anything. You literally exist and it works and both yes. you are so happy and you mesh and it's good. And there's, I mean, this shit that we've been talking about is astronomically outside of a healthy relationship.
Yeah, 1000%. Yes.
But you don't see it until you step out.
I remember him coming to me and saying, you know, all I ever do is think about you. I'm thinking, well, but you have so many other things to think about. Why are you only thinking about me? Like,
I think about everything but
yeah, you. Yeah, I try not to think about you.
And you should do the same. To some extent, like,
yeah, like, it's okay to daydream. It's okay to do all those things because, right. like, infatuation, honeymoon phase, I get it. It makes sense. Like, let's right. have magical fantasies about each other. But when I'm shopping on Amazon, unless I'm shopping for, like, a specific occasion, I'm thinking about, like, what I need in the house. I'm thinking, like, I don't think, and I shouldn't be scolded for that. I shouldn't be scolded for, like, I cannot believe that you went on Amazon yesterday and you didn't think to buy me the vitamin C that you know that I needed. You know that I have a cough and you know that it could be solved by vitamin C, and how dare you not give me vitamin C?
Right.
This is not an actual, yeah, this is not a fight that it was actually happened, but it could have easily happened.
Right. If, but it's like, it's such a good the relationship example
continued.
Of, it is not your fault. It's not your fault. Buy the elderberry. Take it yourself.
Honestly, overdose on elderberry so you can free yourself from this horrible, horrible fate.
Eat your zinc. It's not your fault.
It's not your fault
at all.
Absolutely not.